This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacist, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, The Flip Side of Feminism. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
At a time when many states and school districts are struggling to stay afloat financially, the new national curriculum plan, called Common Core, demands that current textbooks be replaced with new books aligned with the new standards, and that teachers be retrained to teach in alignment with Common Core standards and Common Core tests, and that schools finance technological updates so every student can be tested on a computer, including buying additional computers and increasing broadband capacity. Estimates to implement the standards and tests range from $12 to $16 billion nationally. The states are having a hard time figuring out how much Common Core alignment will cost them, which provides further proof that the states had no role in developing the standards. Some estimates are that just for the testing mandated by Common Core standards, the annual cost of assessment for states participating in this will increase by $177 million, and that is not just a one-time cost, but an annual cost of the increase over previous standardized testing costs. Estimates of the textbook and material costs will be $374 million. And after all the cost and complexity of adopting Common Core standards, they will not make your kids any smarter. Here is the opinion of Dr. Sev Werman, a math standards and assessment expert and former U.S. Department of Education official. He said, and I quote, "I believe the Common Core marks the cessation of educational standards improvement in the United States. No state has any reason left to aspire for first-rate standards, as all states will be judged by the same mediocre national benchmark enforced by the federal government."
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extender. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gentleman from Maryland, rise.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent to speak out of order for 1 minute.
The gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At the outset, I know that I joined the majority leader in expressing our gratitude to the Capitol Police
the entire Congress giving a standing ovation to murderers with costumes on and shiny badges after killing an unarmed mother in Washington, D.C. today. Need I say more, ladies and gentlemen? This is another example of media hype at its finest. The second this was reported, they were thinking of all sorts of possibilities, all sorts of justifications that this might be another terrorist attack. This just might be the big one coming after our politicians. Those who are protesting in Washington might have got out of hand. No, folks. No. A mother was assassinated in front of her baby. A mother assassinated in front of her baby. What more do you need to know? Just before the show today, my wife came in and she said, you know how they were talking about how she rammed the gate of the Capitol? Well, turns out it wasn't her. It was the police who rammed the gate. Yeah, oops. Tonight on the show, we're going to have Andrew Meyer on in the second hour to talk about his upcoming event. Who's Andrew Meyer, you ask? Well, let me introduce him this way. Don't tase me, bro. Yeah, that's right. None other than Don't Tase Me Bro himself, Andrew Meyer, will be joining us in the second hour. We'll see what he's been up to. We'll revisit the infamous, absolutely world-famous incident where he asked our now Secretary of State, John Kerry, about his conflict of interest in the 2008 elections. Yeah, that's right. Skull and Bones member John Kerry sat back and watched him get tased for asking the tough questions. LA bureaucrats target urban gardeners. You know, we love gardening here on the Bob Tuscan Show. And if it wasn't bad enough that Agenda 21 is coming after gardeners for using their lawns and in a proper fashion, Codex Alimentarius we've talked about. We've talked about a gentleman from Texas who had his farm raided because of weeds, and his so-called weeds, of course, were edible plants. Well, now in Los Angeles, city bureaucrats are targeting urban gardeners in another shocking sign of our overwhelming bureaucratic police state.
Trees that are planted on either side of a streetlight and stop sign. I mean, there's another tree that's right next to a fire hydrant. There's sidewalk that's busted up, you know, 100 feet away. All of these things, to me, seem like a higher priority than squash.
You would think
a city full of overgrown weeds like this, and litter like this, and totally messed up sidewalks like this. So why did city officials crack down on a front yard that looks like this?
A beautiful garden, ladies and gentlemen, in a city of filth and a city of lawns in which are extremely wasteful considering the conditions. If we were to spend just half of the resources on our lawns and making them into edible gardens, would we see the same amount of control that the powers that shouldn't be have on us? And the answer is no. The answer is there won't be a need for FEMA camps. There won't be a need for martial law if people use their land and public land for the benefit of the people by growing a garden. Simple solution. Anyways.
My name is Angel Tager. I've lived in South LA for just about 3 years now. All of these plants, everything, the bricks, the trees, the plants, and all of these fruit trees had to go.
Angel received this citation from the city, telling her to get rid of her garden within 48 hours or else start paying fines.
I was upset, you know. I really can't explain why we were singled out, because there are other problems that definitely would deserve more priority, but he felt it was important for us to take everything out within 48 hours, so it was a priority for him.
Luckily, the same group who helped her plant the garden rushed to her defense. They call themselves LA Green Grounds.
If the city wanted Angel to restore the parkway to what it was before, it would be an unsightly, weedy strip of land. And this is true in many areas of Los Angeles. We're using a space that normally would just go wasted and underused.
They've run into problems with the city before and have been fighting for years for the simple right to plant front yard gardens on the parkways.
The person who owns the adjacent to the sidewalk property owns the parkway. The city does not own the parkway, but the city has an interest in it. There are water lines and other things that affect the city. In the case of Angel's garden, I really don't see why she was cited. There's nothing oversized, is obstructing view. In fact, a car would not be able to park to allow a passenger off at this intersection.
I think that sometimes they set their priorities to appear to be productive and going after issues that are they believe or may perceive that are easy to solve and either bring revenue into the city or to just appear to be busy.
For now, the city has suspended enforcement of the ordinance, and Angel gets to keep her garden.
The bigger concern is to get the ordinance changed, because this is a growing movement. Bureaucracy has gotten things to the point where it's very complicated. All these different departments need to review and approve and send it back for signatures or whatever. But really what we're asking for is something very simple, is to update the acceptable planting list to include fruits and vegetables. It's an idea that's spreading, and I would hate for anyone else to have to go through the hassle that I went through.
All right, thanks to Reason.tv for that piece. Now, I want to correct her. This city should have no say in what you do with your own property. That's the problem right there, ladies and gentlemen. These bureaucrats think that because something is listed or not listed, that therefore that grants you the authority to do something with your own property. Wrong. These are unalienable rights. That's the bottom line. It can't be taken away from us. To think that we need a bureaucrat to tell us that, yes, you can grow this on your property, but you can't grow that on your property, epitomizes tyranny. Think about that. If that's not tyranny, I don't know what is. If that's not the state with far too much control, then I don't know what is. Hey, we're taking calls this hour, 800-313-9443. Feel free to join us, troll-free, 800-313-9443. I got a great email from a listener today about homeschooling and a case here in Florida that is pretty darn shocking. The parents of six children arrested. What was their crime? Well, essentially it was homeschooling, and I'll tell you more about that on the other side, and we'll take your phone calls. And then next hour, we got Andrew Meyer, Don't Tase Me Bro, coming on the show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Sorry about that. So I'm just getting word that there was a drill going on in Washington today. Surprise, surprise. I'll tell you more about that as information breaks. We're taking your phone calls for the first hour at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we also have Andrew Meyer coming on next hour from none other than the Don't Tase Me Bro incident. And we'll talk to him about his new campaign that he's launching and so on and so forth. Let's take a phone call here. Let's talk with John in Canada. Hi, John.
Hey, Robert. Good to talk to you.
Always good to hear from you.
I want to just say that when you say that you have property rights, that you have the ability to have a lodeal title to the piece of land that you think you own and grow whatever you want to do, that's totally totally wrong, because you don't own it. You're a squatter.
Well, you ought to own it. I mean,
Well, that's what everybody says. Like that's what everybody believes, but that's not the fact. The fact is,
I hear you, but John, the point is, that's what it ought to be. It is a fact.
Well, I agree.
All right, so that's the point. That's the point. And I don't talk in terms of our system. I don't care about what they say is technically so or not so. That doesn't stop.
Well, you don't even know you own your car.
Yeah, well, so be it. But I do own my property, even if they...
No, you don't.
Even if they say I don't, I do. As far as natural law is concerned, it is mine and mine only.
That's right, and you have to make your case to say that I am claiming back my right of property and myself. Like, you have to make that case to them to get them to back off. You can't just assume that they understand that what they're doing is wrong, because they don't. They want you to be under their jurisdiction where they can just nickel-dime you to death.
Agreed.
So you have to say, enough is enough. Do what I've already done, and that is tell them,
which is
bugger off. You have no
off.
Law that says that I'm your slave.
All right, John, I hear you, man.
Thank
People
you,
need to stand up, bottom line.
Okay, Bob.
Thanks for that, brother. Always good to hear from you. 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us. 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls this hour. And so much more. So there was a drill happening today. Interesting. If you have some updates or some information on that, let me know. Hey, I want to tell you about this woman in Ohio who is a PhD in criminal justice. She's working on her PhD in criminal justice, rather. She has proven that you don't want to mess with her. Twice, actually, in the past 4 months. She's detained intruders on her property until police could arrive with her handy 357 Magnum. Yeah, that's right, folks. Don't F with her. Collins, who is working on her PhD, says she's not going anywhere. This is her house. She will continue to protect it. That's what the Second Amendment is for. Kudos to this lady. Attention, criminals. Betty Collins is home in Toledo, Ohio. And if you want to go and tread on her, you better think twice. That is why the Second Amendment exists. Not for hunting. That is why the Second Amendment exists. Let's go back to the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
How you doing, Bob? Long time no talk to. I was going to agree with the first caller there. You know, everything points to you don't own your property. That's what the Clint Richardson was on Deanna Spengola today, and he was saying the same thing. It was very interesting that the war on drugs is basically just a property seizure law, and that's it.
Yeah.
They can catch you with a half of a joint, and they can take everything you own.
All your money, bank accounts, everything you own. Yep, you're exactly right. Geez, Clint's making the rounds. He was on my show for 2 hours last night. He goes on Deanna's show today. He was on John's, what, Monday? Geez.
Yeah.
Popular dude these days.
Yeah, but the only problem is his website is... I wrote down the website according to how he said it, and I went to it, reality@blogspot.com, and it comes up with, I don't know, just before dying something, you know, your last thoughts and everything else like that. It wasn't nothing to do with his website, but, hey, I just wanted to say...
You must not put it in wrong. I'm on the website right now, okay? You ready for it? I'll give it to you one more time. Since
okay,
you mentioned
I appreciate it.
Okay, it's reality, R-E-A-L-I-T-Y, blogger, B-L-O-G-E-R, .wordpress.com.
I thank you for that.
No worries. And if you didn't get that, email me and I'll give it to you. But you know what? You're absolutely right. We don't own our property according to them. But I don't care what they say, Jerry, and I know you don't either. So that's the bottom line. We own our property. We do own it. And there's nothing that a bureaucratic douchebag, excuse my nasty pun there, but there's nothing they can say that does anything to change the natural law right.
Well, you know, I agree with you 100%, and the only problem is that they're brain-dead, once a week getting paid police officers with their shiny badges and their SWAT gear. They just simply follow orders. They're not smart enough to say, hey, this is an order I'm not going to follow. I know this guy in this town and everything. You know, who was it? William Cooper got taken out the same way. They went to the county sheriff, and they said, I think it was... the federal agents, anyway, ATF or BATF at the time, and they wanted to bring up a case, and they said, hey, this guy's got a radio show and everything else like that. We don't like what he's saying, and the county sheriff says, hey, wait, no, this guy's all right. Leave him alone and everything. So this is what they did. They went to the county next door, and then they raided.
They came and they killed. Yeah.
Then they killed him, yeah, without a
right,
chance
thanks.
In hell.
Appreciate the call. Got to take a break.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Number two tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And we have phone lines open at 800-313-9443. And I'll go back to the lines in just a second. But I got an email from a listener. What was it, today? Yesterday? I don't know. Her name's Tammy. Thank you, Tammy. She sent me something about a family here in my home state of Florida that has been arrested for homeschooling, essentially. As a parent, you rest in knowing that you are the one to make choices for your children and your family. You have the unique ability to know your children better than anyone else and to manage your home in the way that best suits your family's needs, beliefs, and well-being. This is a freedom that all parents should have. The freedom to raise their children in a safe, nurturing environment. But this is a freedom that is currently being attacked in one family in Tallahassee, Florida, by the state of Florida themselves. On February 3rd, 2011, homeschooling parents Steve and Christina Spell were approached by law enforcement at their home and told that they were under arrest. Shocked, they struggled to find childcare for their six children, who stood scared and confused as they watched their parents apprehended by state officials. Christina at the time was 8 months pregnant with her seventh child. They were given 3 hours to find childcare for the evening and then were told to turn themselves in. Otherwise, the police would return and forcefully remove them from their home. They were being charged, get this, with 5 counts of compulsory attendance violation. In other words, they were being arrested for homeschooling. I can't make this up, folks. It appears as though an estranged family member was seeking revenge on both Steve and Christina and reported them to Leon County school system, claiming that their children were being neglected and deprived of an education. I didn't know we could neglect and deprive children of an education. Children are curious. They learn. They don't need somebody to supply that to them. That's an innate function of their brain. But the bureaucrats at the Leon County School, under the tip of the estranged family members, visited the family to assess the situation. Oh, let me check this out. I'm with the county schools. Christina explained that she was, in fact, homeschooling her 5 school-aged children and proceeded to show the representative her paperwork proving that her family was covered under the umbrella of a private school that is registered with the Department of Education, meaning the Spell family was indeed homeschooling their children, but they were accountable to a private school which kept records for them and allowed them to participate in activities such as sports and field trips. The Spell family followed the letter of the law when it came to their choice to homeschool their children, and they felt confident when they were confronted by their county's school system. But regardless of the evidence, these 2 homeschooling parents were arrested in front of their 6 children for simply choosing to educate them at home, a decision that isn't only their prerogative, but is a good one. That's the backwards thinking here, folks, that really irks me. They were doing what was right for their family, what most people should be doing, but instead, they were hit hard. I want to tell you more about this case and continue the discussion on homeschooling and education, and I will do so in a little bit, but I want to get to some callers. I see the lines are lighting up. We do have some open lines. Call up on anything you like, 800-313-9443. You can join us troll-free on the show tonight at 800-313-9443. If I don't finish this story, that ought to shock you this hour. I will get to it after our interview tonight with Andrew Meyer. Don't tase me, bro, coming up in hour number 2. But first, let's go back to the phone lines as promised. I don't want you to hold too long here. Your time is valuable to me, and I respect your time, and I thank you for bearing with us. We'll start with Fred. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Hey there, Bob. I commend you for having Clint on last night. It was a stellar interview. And I'm wondering if it's possible. I think on Republic Saturday night, they're repeating your previous broadcast. I think there's a 3-hour block of time, 7 Eastern till 10, that's a repeat of your previous broadcast. I'm hoping Clint will be given that time slot every Saturday. I'd really be delighted to get out in this area where I've lived all my life and promote especially his program on the weekend and your program at night. And relative to these horrific tales of a corporate tyranny, believe it or not, the bankrupted municipal corporations from federal to local, they function on the presumption of valid contract, and the valid contract by which they presume to have acquired what they call the holder in due course priority interest rights and interests in the land and home via the recording of the private land deed, believe it or not, according to the constructive trust, a adhesion contract process, that's how they presume to acquire the controlling interest. Then the birth certificates that are recorded, that likewise conveys the priority interest rights in the children, which come, of course, from the covenant marriage of the spouses. But unfortunately, if they have a marriage license, they are not the, they do not any longer retain or possess the holder in due course priority interest rights in their offspring because of the marriage license, which creates that, what they call, nexus, that infamous secreted corporate nexus with the bankrupted corporation. So it's on that basis that they proceed. So what I think Clint is beginning to focus on, and if you want the people who have been at this for 30 years, they'd be happy to, I'm sure, be interviewed by you, the people who advertise escape harassment. I think it's escape.
We had one of their representatives on the show a week or so ago.
Oh, you did. I missed it. I'm sorry. But they're really tuned into all of this, and I believe have a perfected recourse for all of it. But it's pretty insane, and it's diabolical to the nth degree, especially when you consider that people go to law school and come out with degrees to do just this. And all I can say is, I have an expression, lies, damn lies, and lawyers. And if they can prove otherwise, you know, I'm happy to acknowledge them, okay? But as it is, they're legalized extortionists. In many cases, they create the legal basis by which people are murdered.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Fred, thanks for the call, brother.
Yep, thank you.
Have a good night. Okay, next segment, we have open lines still, so we'll keep the lines open. And let's see here, should I get back to this homeschooling issue? I might save that for hour number three tonight, because I want to give myself time to get fired up about this, because as I was reading this story today, I was just livid, absolutely livid. Folks, it's the Bob Tuscan Show. We got Andrew Meyer coming up. I'll tell you what he's been up to before we bring him on. It's going to be hour number two. And open lines right now,
800-313-9443. The Bob Tuscan Show. This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent,
If you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules. And Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Still haven't got their stuff together. Healthy. What a joke. Did anybody think that putting healthcare in the hands of the IRS was a good idea from the get-go? Are you kidding me? Have you been to the DMV lately? Maybe you forgot how the DMV operates. What a joke. Complete joke. Hey, coming up in a little bit. Remember Don't Tase Me, Bro? It's been a while. Years later, John Kerry, the same Skull and Bones member he asked a few tough questions to in the 2008 election. Years later, well, he's still around. But what he asked John Kerry, so revealing at the time. What happened to him was even more revealing. Yeah, you could suggest, okay, he didn't handle himself right, all right, he was spazzed out, yeah, okay, maybe. But it certainly had a huge impact. It certainly was extremely loud. I just hope that people took away from the trademark Don't Taste Me Bro incident the truth in what he asked. Well, he's back at it, and he's got a new campaign that he's launching, and he's going to be doing so tonight on the show. He'll be appearing on CNN next week and a few other lamestream media outlets, but he is a grassroots guy as we are here, and he's launching his new campaign tonight with us coming up next hour. Listen to this.
How could you concede the election all the day? How could you concede the 2004 election all the day? When, and this book is that there are 5 billion votes that are suppressed. Thank you for cutting my mind. Thank you. Are you going to arrest me? Excuse me.
This incident changed my life forever. As the famous meme, "Don't tase me, bro," went viral across the world, I faced plenty of media criticism, public scrutiny, and plenty of praise from people like you.
Since then, I've learned so much about speaking up, having courage, and how to manifest the change you'd like to see. Now I want to bring the lessons, insights, and experiences that I've had right to you.
This is Don't Tase Me Bro Live, and I can promise you an exciting, engaging, and enlightening experience. Don't Tase Me Bro Live is a combination speaking and activism tour where I'll be visiting major college campuses in order to provide invaluable information and fire up the youth to take action.
I'll be speaking about how to transform protests into useful promotion, choosing honest candidates and demanding fair elections, and how to build free, independent economies. I'll also be encouraging activism by collaborating with local college clubs, creating a website to promote honest candidates, and even producing videos, music, clothing, and more, all of which will be designed to inspire people.
College campuses are a beacon of activity and idealism. Don't Tase Me Bro Live will excite students, inspire debate, and draw large audiences to a productive session on
the obstacles and paths to a free America and clean, healthy earth, organizations and news outlets worthy of attention, ways you can directly affect change in your daily life. I've spent nearly 6 years crafting the best message I can share with the world. I have a clear vision of how we can build the best world, and I need your help to share it.
As a reward for your contribution, you'll be receiving great perks and prizes, like
mixtapes featuring some of the greatest musical talents in the genre of freedom and liberty, articles on a topic of your choice, written exclusively by me and featured online for the world to see. And when it comes to speaking at college campuses, your $100 donation will give you a vote in which college I go and speak at. The colleges with the most votes will be the ones where I go and give a speech. And there are many more perks.
To learn more about the perks or to contribute right now, you can click the link below. Your contributions will help make Don't Tase Me Bro Live possible. Because we can't do anything without you, without your support. So if you want me to come to college campuses, really fire up the youth, get people going, moving, off the Xbox, off the couch, and into the streets with petitions, not with protests, with ideas of what they can do to really help change this country, then send me right now to a college campus, click this button, and get us out there so we can really start helping people help other people.
Don't Tase Me Bro Live, coming up next hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. That should be cool. Looking forward to that. We'll take your calls with him as well if you have any questions. You know, I had some criticism of him, to be honest, shortly after his infamous, absolutely infamous moment. He went on the Today Show, and I felt that somebody must have gotten to him because he was not the same intense and outspoken critic of the powers that shouldn't be in their conspiracy, for lack of a better word. He seemed to be pretty chill on the Today Show shortly after. If it was me, if I was in the spotlight and I was to go on the Today Show, you know, it's easy to say what I would have done. Hindsight's always 20/20, right? But if it was me, I tell you what, I would have been going off. Hey, it's Bob Tuscan, Don't Tase Me, Bro, on the Today Show. Hey, they tased me, and we're living in a police state, and the bottom line is false flags are running rampant. We have a bureaucratic system that prints money out of thin air and creates debt. I would have just kept ranting about everything I could possibly cram in there, info jamming the hell out of them. But that's me. Anyways, well, we'll talk to him about that. We'll ask him what happened. Hopefully he'll tell us. Because I've wondered about it now for years. Mind you, this was in my backyard. Literally in my backyard at the University of Florida. We are fellow graduates from that godforsaken institution. Now, I studied philosophy, and most of the time was spent on doing this radio show and the various bits of activism that I've been participating in over the years, and school is kind of always just to be honest, appease my parents. So the bottom line is, I like where he's going with this new campaign. I do. So I wanted to have him on. I like the idea of inspiring grassroots efforts to stand up against the man, stand up against the system. And college campuses, they're infiltrated with all sorts of kooks. They're infiltrated with every single communist and every single Republican and you name it, all the lamestream junk. And the students, when they're not playing beer pong, and I'm generalizing, of course, but the students, all kidding aside, they are hungry for this kind of thing. They just don't have access to it. It just seems to be marginalized and seems to be taboo. Well, hopefully he'll work to change that, and I think that the thought's there, at the very least, the thought is there. Hey, if you want to email me ever, you might be asking yourself, hey, how does Bob get emails from his listeners? Well, they go to their email and they simply write an email to The Bob Tuskin Show. The Bob Tuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N, show at gmail.com. And they send me over a message and I read all my emails. I don't get back to everyone, but I certainly do read every single one of them. And they're usually, if not always, worth reading. So I want to thank you for corresponding with me. Even if I don't get back to you, I've read it. Also, I want to mention that things are pretty tight here financially. And, I don't have any sponsors yet. If you want to sponsor the show, email me. I'd love to have people see value in what I do and support us with some Federal Reserve notes. Because, hey, I hate to say it, they make the world go round. They at least feed my family, and I could use your help with that. So if you want to sponsor the show, email me, thebobtuskinshow at gmail.com. Or if you want to help and you see value in what I do and you just want to make a donation, you can go to the website, bobtuskinshow.com. And on the website, donate. Tap their button, and that's how you can do that. Thanks so much. We'll be back with Andrew Meyer. Don't tase me, bro. Coming up.
The Bob Tuskin Show.